Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, January 13th, 2020, 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
He's here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the January 13th, 2020 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff reports for each case as Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to me, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. Do you want to touch on first item of business?
The first item you guys have tonight is your election of chairman and vice chair. So I'd take nominations for chairman, which don't need a second, and then we'll take a vote, and then whoever's chairman will take nominations for vice chair. I have nominations for chairman.
I'll nominate Howard Kitchen.
Got Howard Kitchen. Any other nominations? If not, all in favor of Howard Kitchen as chair, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Okay, Howard, you can take them for vice chair.
All right. This evening, do we have nominations for vice chairman?
I'll nominate Dave Stewart.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, all those in favor of for Dave, raise your hand. Opposed? All right, we've got that taken care of. We will move on to review and action the December 9th, 2019 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, anyone willing to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve them as written.
We have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did you get that, Scott?
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
All right, we will move on to public hearing and final vote. First one is 19-56. Which is the proposed car wash, 1818 State Highway 248.
Case number 1956 is Matt and Max LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit to allow the operation of a car wash, a drive-through coffee shop and food vendor facility to be located at 1818 State Highway 248 Branson. Per the assessor's information, this subject property is 6.36 acres in size. Property to the north is a Hanson Acres subdivision. Property to the west is 2.4 acres owned by Shree Dutt Investments. Property to the east, which is in the city limits of Branson, is O'Reilly Car Parts. Properties to the south across State Highway 248 are vacant lots, which are currently in the city limits of Branson. The parcel will be served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and the City of Branson Sewer for wastewater. The project received a total score of 29 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And my staff recommendations, if you were to approve case number 1956, would be as the following. One is compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, if applicable, and all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So our location, out 248, Gretna Road goes straight, 248 goes north, and then Shepherd of the Hill, this is our subject property. So we'll zoom in on it just a little. Got a pictometry picture of it. It's just overhead showing the acreage. And I did have some photos, current photos showing the property. And at that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
My name's Max Simmons with Matt and Max LLC. The Matt part of Matt and Max is my son. This is my daughter, Sarah, who's also involved in the business. And we're a family-owned and operated business. We have two car washes currently, actually a car wash and a truck wash, and in Lamar, Missouri, and we're proposing to build this one in Branson. My daughter and her husband, Zach Lovell, live in Branson, and they'll do most of the managing on the business, so it'll still be locally owned and operated. And Eric Hodge is our engineer on the project, and I think I'll just turn it over to him. If you have any questions, technical questions, he's the one to answer.
All right. Thank you.
The drawing I handed out is the same drawing you saw last month. It's a site plan showing the proposed development. Probably important characteristics to note, the property was filled years ago, and they created a nice, relatively level building pad along 248. So we're going to try and stay on top of that building pad just to minimize earthwork. To do that, that places the car wash within the 50-foot building setback that the county requires, and we are on the agenda Wednesday with the Board of Adjustments to create or to request a building setback variance. In addition to the car wash being located within that 50-foot, also the drive-through coffee shop. But by allowing that variance, that lets us put both of those structures on the existing path that's out there right now, and we don't have to spill off down the side of that hill. The only work going down the hill will be a sanitary sewer service. We've got to get down the hill to connect to the City of Branson gravity sanitary sewer main. There are already two drive entrances serving the property, one on the east side, one on the west. We're going to utilize both of those drive entrances as they are. They work great for the car wash. And they will, currently there's a couple of food truck vendors that are out there, and we are going to allow them to stay on the east end of the property. They will be provided sewer connection and water, as well as electric. So essentially we're going to maintain the existing building pad, stay on top of it, provide three businesses on that pad. The property is completely served by all public utilities, electric company, natural gas, water, and telephone and cable. So really, from an engineering perspective, it's a pretty easy property to develop. Are there any technical questions I can help you with?
Any questions?
My only question was, you answered it about the setback.
Yes, sir.
You going for a variance?
Wednesday, yes.
Well, let's see if anyone here, is there anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak against this application? Anyone in the audience that has signed up to speak for the application? Neither out there? So, any further questions knowing that? Or are we to the point where someone would, we have enough information to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that the project be approved, pending the setback report.
We have a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Randy has seconded that. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, for the applicants tonight, we'll generate a decision of record in the next day or two and mail you a copy. Mm-hmm. And just like on the other ones, Eric. And then you can come in or make arrangements to have it notarized and recorded. Okay. But Marlo will take care of you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
Thank you.
It still won't take 40-20, though.
No.
Thank you all very much.
What about pull the cab?
All right, next up we have WV World Enterprises, proposed development of 9 to 13 two-acre tracts for Knightley Rentals, Branson.
So WV World Enterprise LLC seeking planning commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow Knightley rental use in single-family homes on six proposed parcels, which would be located at 5335 State Highway T, Branson. Applicants submitted a site plan indicating how the 26 acres would be subdivided into a minor subdivision with six lots. Six lots would range from 2.73 acres to 7.75 acres in size. Property to the north is Lake Tanicomo. Properties to the west, east, and south are all large residential tracts. The property will be served by private wells for water and individual on-site septic systems for wastewater. Project received a total score of 10 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. This is our standard Division 3, not our special use. Staff recommendations for permit number 1957, which are compliance with the development by guidance code. Two would be compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, Division 2 permits for all applicable structures. Four is your occupancy, which is two per dwelling and two per bedroom for a maximum. Five is your parking, which is one parking space per two occupants. Six is a management or waste collection provider. She'll provide weekly solid waste. Seven, the nightly rental contain a minimum of one operable fire extinguisher, smoke alarm, and carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with the local fire district where applicable. Eight is a valid Department of Sales Tax license or number be provided. Nine is the information on the posting, which will be within 5 feet of the main entrance inside and out, which is your local representative, the owner, contact information, planning department, sheriff's department, maximum occupancy, all the local personnel, emergency phone numbers, number of off-street parking, and your solid waste collection day. The rest is just informational if you change your local representative, the process. Your local representative, someone that is available on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, in case there's an emergency, can't get back in the house, et cetera. 11 is the buffer to be established between the nightly rental use and any existing residential land use. 12 is Taney County would assume no responsibility for the operation of the site or covenants and agreements. 13 is the decision is subject to all easements, and 14 is, again, the decision of record shall be filed with the Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days. So our subject property, I'm zoomed out quite a ways, but this is the T Highway Peninsula that sticks out